The subtitle of Naomi Klein's latest book, This Changes Everything, succinctly frames her thesis. The most critical issue of our time is, as she puts it, capitalism versus the climate.
The fundamental conflict is that we have an economic system that is built on encouraging short-term profit-based growth above all else, and we have a climate system that is overburdened by what we're putting into it, and these two forces are in conflict.
Klein, a progressive-oriented journalist, is the author of such provocative books as Shock Doctrine, The Rise of Disaster Capitalism, and No Logo, Taking Aim at the Brand Bullies. In her new one, she argues that conservatives and corporations understand the threat posed by climate change better than liberals and environmentalists, but for a very different reason.
These are people who have a religious faith in markets. They are absolutely convinced that the way to build the best society is to remove all obstacles to the accumulation of wealth. And the fact that climate change is happening represents a profound threat to their worldview, because if all these scientists are telling the truth, then it means that we have to intervene in the market. We have to regulate. We have to tell fossil fuel companies that they can't dig up a great deal of the carbon that they are already counting in their reserves. And we need to invest in public services like mass transit and light rail. And all of this is really heretical.
All the same, she says, those who hope to combat climate change through alterations in lifestyle and purchasing patterns are deluding themselves.
For a lot of us who have more than we need, it can be liberating to live with less and lead a lower carbon lifestyle. But I don't think we should mistake that for the type of action necessary to lower our emissions in line with science. That's going to take political organizing. That's going to take bold policy. That's going to take collective action, not just individual lifestyle changes.
Instead, Klein argues, an effective worldwide reinvention of our economic paradigm holds the promise of repairing a host of long-standing social ills, many of them caused or exacerbated by unchecked capitalism.
Climate change is scary. I don't think we should sugarcoat that. We should be scared. But being scared alone is not enough of a motivator. We have to have a vision of a post-carbon economy that is better than the economy we have right now. And that transformation has to have economic and racial justice at its center. We have an economic model that is failing, I would argue, the vast majority of people on the planet because of widening inequality. And the idea of building a fairer economy and healthier communities and tackling the inequality crisis as we tackle the climate crisis is, to me, a very inspiring prospect.
It is rare, she admits, for a widespread citizen movement to put into place changes that result in economic losses to the elite, but Klein cites two significant precedents that have done just that.
The labor movement in the 1920s and 30s that ultimately won the five-day week and significantly higher wages. That wasn't something that a lot of very wealthy, powerful people wanted. The other precedent is the abolition movement, which forced the elimination of an extraordinarily profitable part of the global economy.
Already, she sees glimmers of such activism taking hold in the form of efforts to block big energy infrastructure projects, as well as the fossil fuel divestiture campaigns on numerous college campuses and beyond. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.